Inside the Show episode. I'm your host, Scuffy, alongside Cougs. And today's episode, I mean, we're going to be talking about a lot about content coming your way this week with the big collection, Player Month. And we just had the fifth inning program. But before we get all to that, let's get some straight into some MLB talk. Just this past week, we had the trade deadline and we saw a lot of big moves. And I just want to go like, Cougs, we cannot talk about this. I know we're an MLB show content, but we're also just a baseball fans, and we talk about baseball 24/7 just because MLB show. Obviously, if you're listening to this, I assume you know it's about baseball and you play baseball in the game. But anyway, let's get to the trade deadline. And I just want to go, Cougs, how nuts was that on Friday? I mean, even if you're not a fan of a team that either traded for someone or gave away a big superstar, it was just, for a per baseball fan perspective, it was probably the best trade deadline I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably the best that I can remember. I mean, I've only been around for so many years. It's definitely one of the craziest ones. I mean, it obviously, like, there was a lot of moves made, but the amount of, like, impact players that were on the move, the amount of really highly regarded prospects that were on the move, teams that, you know, we're still kind of on the fence about buying and selling, trying to make a push or trying to, like, you know, dish it all out. Like, it was just a crazy deadline. I got to ask, who do you think won it? With all of what went down, who do you think even won the deadline?
Oh, man, that's hard. You would think the Dodgers are right up there, even though they got Scherzer for what? Rental. But they got Trey Turner as well.
Trey. I got Trey Turner, man. The Dodgers.
I did not even see that coming. I mean, that's just the richer getting richer, pretty much. That's the rich getting richer. That's pretty much how it felt. But you know what? I got to give the Cubs being, they got some nice prospects coming back after trading the big three. Even the Nationals. The Nationals are going to be in a better state where they were before they made the run to 2019 a push. So it's kind of hard to pick a solely winner. There's just been multiple teams, but how about it? We had, like we said, Scherzer, we had Trey Turner, and then we had the big three from the Cubs with Bryant, Rizzo, and Baez. And then freaking Joey Gallo, who I didn't even expect to get traded, went to the Yankees, the last spot. But then again, it's going to be a beautiful sight to see Joey hit some bombs in that little league stadium they have over there in the Bronx. So there's a lot of things. And we're not even talking about Barrels. We're Blue Jays, who just had his first start yesterday, went six innings scoreless. I don't know. I don't know, Cougs. Where are you at?
I mean, you got to go with the Dodgers. You got to give them props for picking up Scherzer and Trey Turner. They did trade Gray and Ruiz, though, who are two big prospects in their system. So, like you said, Washington's got to be stoked about that, at least. But I think another team that had a really time will tell in this, a good deadline was the White Sox picking up both Ryan Tepera and Craig Kimbrell from the White Sox. They did give up Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer on that trade. But if you're talking this year specifically about a bullpen punch of Liam Hendricks along with Craig Kimbrell, whatever they decide to do in the eighth or the ninth, that's going to be tough come October. So the White Sox pitching is really exciting. I think I had a lot of Cubs fans upset about how their team handled the deadline and stuff, and that they felt like they could have got more for certain prospects or for certain players. They could have got better prospects. Honestly, though, you got Nick Madrigal as, like, kind of the biggest name out of the entire thing. Plus, I think they got some pitching prospects somewhere. Like, I think they did good. They set themselves up more long term. So I think Cubs fans will come to appreciate this deadline as long as at least some of the prospects pan out. So overall, it was good. I think the one move that I'm a little unsure of is the Berríos to the Blue Jays. I know he had a really good debut. Like, his first start was great, and that's awesome. That's exactly what the Blue Jays need. However, them giving up the amount of talent they did for Berríos, I was like, That's a lot. You better hope that he either re-signs or that he's just lights out for the next couple months. It's going to be or for next month. And I think another year he has or something like that. But you know what I mean? Like he's got to be the guy for them.
Oh, without doubt. I think it just showed they were higher on the other shortstops in the Blue Jays prospect or the farm system with Groshans. And there's another person that just came on the scene. I think he was like 19 years old. Aurelius Martinez, who they're high on for the Blue Jays. So they saw Austin Martin just be expandable. So, but yeah, I'm like you said, it's a lot to give up. I saw what they wanted from the Mets. I would have said no, I would have just hung up. They wanted like McNeil and our top prospect, Alvarez, for a catcher. And I was like, nope, I would never do that. If we're talking about Buxton, that's a different story. Barrows,
not to cut you off. I'm just saying, you look at what the Nationals got. I know the Nationals did trade Scherzer and Trey Turner, two big names. But with the talent that the Blue Jays gave up, I feel like they could have got a little bit more with Berríos.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. They were the Twins stayed firm with what they wanted to get, and you got to just applaud their front office for that. No, I agree. Yeah, they probably could get a little bit less more for that. But, hey, we'll see how it all pans out. You know, another sneaky team, when you were talking about, is the A's. The A's made multiple moves, and sorry to bring this up, but they performed yesterday against your Angels. I think Yan Gomes hit a home run yesterday against you guys, and then Starling Marte has been getting hits left and right for you. And then Chapman had a nice inning yesterday too. So they're always in the midst of things. It might not be like the biggest deal of the trade deadline, but they make solid moves every time, I feel like, with the A's. And that's how they kind of make their push into the postseason. So we'll see where it goes. And that goes with every other team. I know for me, being a Mets fan, I was very happy to get Bias. I thought we were going to get Bias next year anyway, because I don't think we were going to re-sign Conforto. And I always had the feeling that Bias was going to come here because he wants to play with Francisco Lindor, and being that probably the best up the middle defense, or either just not defense, just in general, in the MLB, I think, once they're fully healthy. Of course, well, Lindor's fully healthy. So I'm very happy to get Bias. I was big on Bias. I always was a fan. I know he's like a swing and miss type of guy, but for me, I love it. So see where it goes.
Honestly, though,
final stretch.
Transitioning that a little bit into MLB The Show, on Friday when the deadline ended, I made a trade deadline team build. Ooh. And dude, this team was actually really good. I had Schwarber behind the dish because he went to the Red Sox.
Okay.
Rizzo at first. Middle infield was Eduardo Escobar and Trey Turner. Then you have the 97 Pablo Sandoval, because he got traded to the Indians and then got cut. So he was at third base for me. And in the outfield, I had Nelson Cruz, Adam Frazier, and Joey Gallo. And even on the bench, you've got that 91 Jorge Soler. You have the home run derby Jock Peterson. You've got live series Starling Marte. And then, of course, you got Javi Baez and Chris Bryant. So honestly, my team, well, what's the overall on this team? It was a 92 overall team with just like basically team affinity, three players, a player of the month, a signature, stuff like that. It's stacked squad.
That's great. How did you do with them?
I won. I put up a lot of runs too.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. It's what are you going to do? That just shows you how I think with them, and we'll be when I'm talking about this, not having the August type of trade that like quote unquote waiver trade deadline anymore made this much more crazy throughout the day from a fan's perspective. I'm sure for everyone that's been involved, but for us, it was F5 refresh all day just to see what type of news was going to come out. Is this person going here or there? And yeah, now we get to see the final stretch and see how all these teams phase out from their deals. So I'm very, very excited, especially being a Mets fan, even though they're not playing the greatest right now. But I'm excited to see how everything comes together by playoff time.
It's going to be fun, man. This is going to be quite the divisional race in late August, September. It's going to be fun, man.
Yep. And now, speaking of Friday, as you said, you put the trade deadline. Let's talk about the big drop that we got. We got the fifth inning program. We got Vlad, who I think we're all excited for. We got Nolan Ryan, who they pretty much already entailed. And then we got Joe Morgan. All those three cards, all first fifth inning. First inning program that we got all 99s, correct? Oh, no, this is the second one because last program we got Chris. Yeah, I think last one had all 99s.
Yeah, last one was Christy, Eddie, and Wander. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yep. So it's the second one around. But I bring up the fifth inning because we talked about this on previous podcasts. The last fifth inning program was probably the best program we got probably ever since they introduced the inning programs when we got Larry, Mo, and then Big Poppy. Now, I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask again anyway. It doesn't live up to last year's fifth inning program, correct?
No.
But
I think it's there. It's good. It's better. I think it's better than the fourth inning, in my opinion. It's about on par. I'm excited for Vlad just because he was my favorite player growing up. So there's going to be a little bit of that bias there. But I think I'm a little bit more optimistic about Nolan Ryan this year. I haven't used him yet, but I'm a little bit more optimistic with pinpoint pitching. So we'll see how it goes. I haven't used any of the cards yet. I'm probably going to try them all out in ranked seasons today. But yeah, I think it's a solid program. I think the bosses are they're fine. They're not the best. I don't think any of these three cards are really going to be on anybody's end game team come like, you know, September, October, stuff like that. But they're fun cards to use for right now. But I think Vlad for me is easily what makes this program. I think if Vlad was not in this, it would be a little bit more towards the underwhelming side.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree. I was, like you say, I'm more willing to try out Nolan Ryan just because, like you said, pinpoint. Joe Morgan, a lot of players do love using Joe Morgan's swing, even though he might not have the best attributes. He might play above it, but it just didn't stand out to me. Vlad's, would you? I would have to say Vlad's the choice easily from this program, without a doubt. Just, I mean, his attributes are absolutely the same. Let me just pull them back up here before I go more in depth. He has, 122 contact against righties, 125 contact against lefties. Just in contact alone, look at that. And then 107 power against righties and 112 against lefties. And this is before you even reach power 125, wherever you get. But to have max out contact once you reach power 3 of this card, and then that gives you 110 power and then 115 power. My God, that's going to be a card that's not, it's going to rival.
You're not going to want to pitch to that card. You don't want to pitch to that guy.
Exactly. So it didn't live up to last year's fifth inning program. I expect the next program, which drops in 25 days, is with Madden being released. I think it's on August 22nd, 24th, around that range for Madden. I could be wrong about that. But I assume they're going to want to rival, make the next inning program be like the biggest out of the year to steer away people from Madden, but just have more people still play the game than that go to Madden from there for the casual fans. But yeah, I, for this program, it's Vlad for me, and I think it's for you too. As you said, it's your favorite player.
Yeah.
But I liked the fifth inning henchman that they brought out, and the fifth inning classics they brought out. Now it feels like, have they done classics each inning program?
Mm-hmm.
I like that addition. I just want to say that I really like that addition to the programs. It's like extra hench. It's like two henchmen type of packs. And I love bringing back classic cards. And I'm not going to lie, they brought back some juiced up BR type of cards that I like to use. The Wamakata Classic. And then they brought back Aaron Hicks postseason card, which I love Aaron Hicks card.
That card was good.
Yeah, and he has 100 power against righties, 80 against lefties, and then 84 contact against righties and 70 against lefties. And then we have Daniel Vogelbach. And we already have the gold Vogelbach that we had for the BR program. Now we have his finest card, first finest 19 card that we got this year. And it brought back like the card art for me. That's the first thing. I was like, oh, I forgot how much I love this card art for the finest 19. And then Vogelbach, he might not, he's more like if you're playing a ranked, be a bench type of bat. But still, if you have him BR, 116 power against righties, 91 against lefties with that type of swing is going to be nice. So those three fifth inning classic cards were good. And let me look at the henchmen real quick before we go there. We got Hal Newhouser, veteran 1945. Let's just say we're not using him. 2007 veteran. Now, this is weird. Like the 2007 veteran Jimmy Rollins, didn't he win the MVP that year?
I think that was his MVP year. I don't get this either, because I think they did the same thing last year.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy was an early headliner last year, I think. And
you know, it always when I see that, it's like he's supposed to give me awards, Jimmy Rollins, because they were right, should have won it that year, but I'm not going to get into that. But now seeing they were doing 2007 veteran card, like, oh, hey, he did win the MVP. We're just not sure. It just like reminds me of that year. Like, wait a second, who won that year? And then I find out it's Jimmy again. And it's like, yeah, I understand that. Maybe next year. I don't know. And then,
I find it interesting that in 2007, Jimmy Rollins won the MVP, doesn't get an MVP card. And he also had a really, really good second half. Yeah. So he could easily get a second half card too.
Second half could have actually been like a program card.
But for some reason they're just so hell bent on this veteran Jimmy Rollins card. Doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't know. And then we got 2014 second half, Greg Holland. Fastball, slider, splitter, not really out pitch. You're really gonna have to mix your pitches up well. And especially if you're doing pinpoint, just be used to a splitter. Not really. I don't know. I don't think I'll be using this card either in BR or ranked season personally. But if you're a Royals fan, he has that 119 H per nine. So that's the only thing that looks really good about this card, especially if you power up that card, you get almost max H per nine work at this Greg Holland. But still, the program still, I think, like you said, on par from last year. So last program. So it's still a win in my book. I just expect the next inning program is going to be the program. That's what's telling me from seeing these three cards. And I was kind of expecting this to be the program just from last year. But now I'm expecting next sixth inning is going to be like, okay, we're in business now.
It has to be. It has to be. Like, at the end of the day, whether you like some of the cards or not, I think a majority of people would say that the inning programs have been pretty underwhelming this year, especially when they come out. You know, you got to wait like 2 weeks to get the showdown. They only give you a couple missions to do, stuff like that. I think people are ready to start being excited for these inning programs. And hopefully, like you said, the sixth inning is where they really start to amp it up a little bit, because I think they're kind of, the content's been pretty good. I think they are dropping the ball a little bit on these inning programs.
Yeah, I'm trying to look like for the offline content. What do we have for?
You have
like,
a conquest Royals map. That's it. You have a conquest map, and all the missions right now are all online missions.
Oh man.
You got daily missions. Go get 1,000 XP from doing 15 innings with Rays players or something, or do your exchange or whatever. But as far as true offline content, there's a conquest. That's it. Mills was having a whole discussion about this on Twitter.
Oh, I actually would love to go have him back on just for the DD offline. We had him for franchise. Let's see if we can get back on. Especially, I had some concepts that I did for DD offline, like something I call rival squads. That it's basically squad battles that you see in like Mutt and Hut, where you could do offline stuff like that, or like extra innings. What can you do with extra innings? Just play CPU nine inning games, but you get nothing worth it. Why not have like a seasons type of thing like that?
I think you make it parallel stats from extra innings. I think other than that, that's about it.
That's about it. Like,
yeah, what but that, that's like not really yeah.
program, like a extra innings program. Like, you get this amount of wins, you get this particular card, something simple like that, or you could expand on that. Oh, that's for I guess future brainstorming episode. But let's get back to the content. We also got the roster update on Friday as well. Remember, we had to wait for a bit for the roster update, and we got a couple new diamonds. We got Bo Bichette, we got Freddy Peralta, we got Tio Devers. I'm missing someone else. Am I
Cedric Mullins?
Cedric Mullins, Cedric
plus Mullins. Five what a from year, an 81.
Man. I love Cedric Mullins, man.
What did he start at? Because he was at an 81 before this update. Was he a bronze?
He was on my bronze bandits, and that's when I fell in love with him. he was absolutely toward the ball for being on bronze card. And then look where he is.
That's insanity.
Bronze to diamond. Love it. And then we had some diamonds that went to gold. JT Realmuto. We had Cody Bellinger. I don't know what's going on with Cody right now. I think it has to be injury related. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a struggle to watch him right now. He's not feeling it. And he's not there. Hopefully, for the Dodgers' sake, hopefully he starts figuring it out. Because if you've got a hot Bellinger going into October, like, dude, good luck. It's,
you know what, they put Mookie at second yesterday.
They did. Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
I thought that was. That just shows how much depth they have and versatility they have. And then adding Trey once he's able to come back from the COVID IL, it's just
that is literally a fantasy draft team. It's wild.
Yeah, it's like they're a fantasy draft team, and then you have either.
And that's just the offense.
I know.
Don't even get to the pitching. I know Kershaw's still hurt, but Kershaw, Bueller, Scherzer, like, you got Urias, like, dude, this team is not they even
didn't give
fair.
Up Dustin May yet.
They didn't even give up Dustin May.
Out for the year, but still. And then they didn't give up Gradual too. I thought Gradual might have went.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be on the move for sure.
But yeah, it's funny. You say they're like a fantasy team, and then you could either pick out either the Yankees or the Braves being a BR type of team. Now with the Yankees now having Gallo.
Braves, dude.
Judge it. But the Braves have the BR team. They traded for Duvall, which we all know is Silver Duvall. Live series is great. And then they traded for the BR, one of the BR gods, Soler. I feel like they did something else that I'm not thinking of. I think that's it.
I don't know.
Still, just adding those two. I was like, well, what are they doing? Building an all power or nothing type of team. But hey, they're going for it. They also got Richard Rodriguez. I know a lot of people like using his silver card, even though I don't. I don't either. Two fastballs and one off speed. But if you ever face Richard Rodriguez in BR, you'll notice that your PCI is going to be much smaller than typically on All-Star. So that's another reason why people love using him. I guess that's because it's H49s. It's funny how just this trade deadline shifted these teams and looking at it like MLB show perspective like that. Imagine if this trade was in the offseason for the Dodgers, what the Dodgers collection would look like right now.
Day one.
How much that would be?
I mean, it's always crazy because the Angels collection is always one of the most expensive just because of simply Mike Trout. But the Dodgers would have, what, four guys at least over 100K? Like, that, dude, what you got? Like, at least going into this season, you would have had Scherzer probably. Scherzer maybe was like 75, something like that. Bellinger would have been over 100K. Mookie would have been over 100K. Mm-hmm. Who else? I don't even know. Like, they would have had, like, they would have been the most expensive by far.
Oh, yeah. That's like if they had that collection like that, like in the beginning of the year, I would feel like you would have to make their collection ward be like a 97 to a 99 type of card.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be something.
It's like NL collection, AL collection. Oh, Dodgers collection.
Yeah. It gets its own category.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is a good segue, though. Tomorrow we get the next big collection, just like Mo. And you pointed out something on your stream, I think it was last week or the week before, how the Mo picture looked on like the graphic and how it like signifies like three spots, right?
Yeah, because Mo, if you go to your collection screen and you have the Legends and Flashbacks right next to the live series panel, Mo is in the same exact spot where Soriano is on the live series collection panel. So I think that means we'll get at least two more, including this one. But I mean, you could fit three more cards on that. It doesn't even have to be two. Yeah. So I think just his positioning on that panel alone signifies that we're getting at least another one after the one tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah. So what do you think? Who do you think we're going to get?
It's got to be a hitter. I don't think they're going to do another pitcher two collections in a row like that. I think we're getting a hitter for sure.
Okay.
Thing is, you know, a lot of people are going to say like Hank Aaron or Clemente, guys like that. I don't know if that's a guy they would put behind a big collection like that. I think this year, at least with some cards, they want to make them a little bit more attainable. That's why maybe other than Soriano, the collection rewards have been cards that we've already had in previous games or cards that people have used before. So okay. I'm not sure. I want to say I would love if tomorrow we got a 99 Hank Aaron. Let me just tell you that. I would be all about that. I'd be stoked. But I'm trying to think of some other big name hitters that would be that would kind of like fit that mold as a collection boss. And I'm not 100% sure.
I'm curious if they're still going to go with like the milestones. Or they're going to go like awards or like what if we got like a 600 milestone Ken Griffey Jr.?
I don't think it would be Griffey just because
Griffey week.
Yeah, they tease Griffey a lot and they haven't teased or pools, at least as of right now anything. You say Willie?
600 possibly. Or pools? Since he got it this year, you know, he got 662 this year. Well, he's on 60.
But another first baseman?
Yeah, that's another first baseman. So I'll say Willie, man. If they're going to continue the milestone, Willie Mays milestone 600 home runs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what would you say right now? It's kind of a tough question. What would you say is the weakest position in Diamond Dynasty when it comes to depth?
Third?
I don't know. You got Chipper. You could put Vlad there.
Okay.
You could put Vlad there. You could put Jackie there. Wander Franco.
Okay. But we're thinking about secondaries.
Are you talking just primaries?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
yeah. Right now, it's
Schwarber,
like
we could do catcher. They've been doing solid catcher. We got the Jorge Posada with the BR program from the other day. I don't even think we even went over that. What else follows sports did we get?
You got JT Realmuto, yeah. The home run derby game, or I'm sorry, yeah. the all-star game. You got Salvi. Yep.
Yeah. So the catch has been good. And then first base, let's not discuss that. Second base, Joe Morgan, they just released, but I don't know if anyone's going to be big enough for a collection for second base, unless they do a Craig Biggio. Like bring back the sing, but I don't know if that will go over well. But they brought back Signature Series Biggio for the collection.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be that stoked for that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would say it would probably be, in my opinion, either a shortstop or a third baseman. That's kind of my guess. Yeah. It's definitely possible. It could be an outfielder for sure. But I'm feeling a third baseman or a shortstop. It's hard to say which one. Trying to think of some of like the big names that don't have a higher overall card yet. Like a Cal Ripken. I don't think that would be that exciting. But no. I'm just trying to think of some names that don't have that higher overall card yet. Like a George Brett. Dude, it could be even like a current player. It could be a flashback. It doesn't even have to be a legend. Exactly. We could get 99 Miguel Cabrera. I don't know
that, or it could be, who knows? They might pull a Honus Wagner and be a new legend.
Good.
I don't know. Do you think we're done with new legends this year? I think we are, right?
Yeah, probably. And I feel like if it was a new legend, it would say that on the calendar. It just says the next big one.
I don't know. They might want to pull a fast one on us, which I love, by the way. But I'm more with you. They would probably not. We'll find out tomorrow, though. They said get your flashbacks and legends ready, like we done with Mo. I assume it's going to be the same here. And we'll be talking about that a lot more. We had, just a reminder, we do now have a Discord channel for Inside the Show. Be free to join us. I'll put the link in the YouTube channel. If you're not following us on Twitter, Inside the Show PC, post a link there. We had a few members saying that it might be Clemente, Aaron, or Bus. This is from The Realist JB, or Bus. Wow. That's putting a lot of things. Clemente, Aaron, or Bus.
It's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. No. Yeah. And then we had Rio Talks said Babe Ruth for Hank Aaron. Say Clemente for last. I think Clemente is going to have the Jackie program from last year. But then again, they probably, when did that Jackie program get released? I think it got released earlier because you had to build up through the four stages.
I don't even remember when that got released. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, maybe they won't do that. But yeah, Clemente should be either a program or some way to attain him this year. You grind that .99. We should be close to something extreme, right? Either extreme conquest or extreme.
Yeah, I would say we get extreme either at the end of the month or early September.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I kind of want, before we go to the next topic, is if this is BR probably or me, I want three diamond rounds back in BR. I think it's time. We have a lot of diamonds. Just give us three diamonds again. And dude, I know they did this last year for like 2 weeks, but I really want to see how BR plays on Hall of Fame. I really do. I don't know. That's me. I really have more fun playing on Hall of Fame than doing All-Star or Legend. So this is me just venting myself. I feel like there was another thing. Oh, the stuff vouchers. I think it's that time again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bring back the stuff vouchers if you get 9 wins or 12 wins. That'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I think like right now some of the cards are a little more expensive just because of the collection coming out. But as soon as that collection comes out, or you know, a little bit after that, they'll probably go back. But there's too many cards you could get at 12 wins that are not that expensive. And it's like, dude, for what you're asked to do, you know, going through the entire run and winning 12 games and all that stuff, yeah, I think you need a little bit more than the basically the quick sell diamonds that you can get at 9 wins, or add some like flashbacks in or something to like change up the reward pool. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Something. All right. Let's move on, because I know we went off tangent a little bit on this episode. Let's move on to the new August rewards. We got the 98 Signature Series McCutcheon, and then the Evolutions. We got the Justin Turner, and then new legend. Well, he's been in the game before, but the Joe Nathan, I believe that's a 94, 96?
Nathan is a 94.
94. So we got those three new cards. McCutcheon's, it's basically the same Signature Series card we've seen in the past. I always love using McCutcheon cards because I love his swing. I love his right-handed quick swing. As if not... For a 98 card, it doesn't have the, I think, biggest power, but still, it'll get the job done, especially if you're a McCutcheon fan like I am. He has 100 power against lefties, and then 86 against righties, but you could eventually increase that to 90. And then if you get him power 3, he has 100 contact against righties. Right now, he has 97. He has 113 against lefties. And then the Justin Turner, I was very curious with the Justin Turner. It reminded me of a little bit of his player month this year, right?
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, yeah.
It's very similar. And then the Joe Nathan's nice. He has a sinker. He has 5 pitches. What I really like about the Joe Nathan is not his diamond card. This bronze card. This is a 68 bronze card because...
Oh, you're talking like some BR stuff?
Yep. I always look for the low tier cards. But yeah, that 68 bronze, nice. It has a sinker, cutter, slurve, fastball, changeup.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. Yeah. Yes, agreed.
I was kind of more excited about the bronze than I am the diamond.
Why is the bronze better than the diamond? What is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Slurve, sinker, cutter on a 68 overall? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be fun, though. Especially for me personally. I hope no other members of NBL are listening. But we just done a fantasy draft for the NBL, which is 25 other teams in the custom league just battling out together. And one of our requirements is 5 bronzes or below for a bullpen. So, and we do auctions in order to get these cards. Like you see, like we put the card for auction for like 24 hours and people bid on it. We have certain amount of coins. I can see this one getting very juicy once people unlock this card. So
yeah,
I gotta make sure I get them, Cougs.
Yeah, got it. Do your dailies.
I do. You know what's funny? We just got someone on the Discord saying that they think it might be, this is from Darth Nacho, that the collection reward could be, I know this is a past topic, but just want to bring this up, either the finest belly or MVP belly, signature series pools, or some 99 version of Tatis. Imagine it was the Tatis from last year, the player of month.
Yeah, it was player of month. He didn't get a finest.
I actually won't be disappointed. Yes, we just seen it, but.
Oh, no, yes, no. Give me that. Give me Tatis. Yes.
I will love that card being a collection award. Are you kidding me? I will welcome that open arms. Same with the J-Ram, but I'd rather the Tatis. But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's thinking so much about like legends. It could 100% be a flashback too. Like,
yeah.
Literally last year was Trout. It could 100% be a flashback.
Yeah, so we'll see what that goes. So we went over I feel like there was some, player of month. We also got player of month this week. We won't go like fully in depth with player of month because this episode is going a little longer than we originally expected. Oh no, we were only 36 minutes.
We're good. We're good. We got time.
We're a good time. All right, let's do it. Let's jump right into it. Me and Cougs already agree on the lightning card. We could save that for last. Do you want to go over anyone specific, like you're looking out for lower tier type of cards?
I don't think he's going to be lower tier. I just think he's not going to be the lightning. But we talked a little bit about Harrison Bader.
Oh,
I think that's a really, really good one. Pulling up his numbers right here. Where did he go? Where's Bader? He had a really strong month. And, you know, if you've used a Harrison Bader card before, you know he's got that fielding. You know he's got that speed. You mix in a little bit of that bat. That's a very well-rounded card.
Yeah. Last year, his silver card had, like, nothing for hitting-wise. And I loved this card. I don't know what it was. But yeah, I want a juice up Bader. That'd be nice. How about Austin Riley, the new Chipper Jones for the being Mets killer? I swear, last week he just went off on us. We just couldn't pitch to him. But 312, 1.099 OPS, 9 home runs, 25. I don't know how many home runs of that were against Mets. So I'm sure at least like 4 or 5 of them. And yeah, he could be a nice card. He probably wasn't the best Brave that we got last month because Freddie Freeman, of course, is probably in the run for lightning. Also had a great month. But personally, Austin Riley had a chance of getting the player of month card last year. Not like lightning card, but he had a chance. But they just released his future star card, so they probably didn't want to do that. That might still be the case, but still, I wouldn't mind seeing an Austin Riley card. And you know what? Card I would like to see come back, well, not come back, but get another variety of this card is Brandon Lau. Remember that player month from last year? In 119, it was 119 power against righties and 125 power against lefties. I'd love to see if we get like another juiced up Brandon Lau.
Yeah, I'm looking a little bit at pitching too for the month of July. Pitching, in my opinion, this one's a little tougher. I mean, you've got Robbie Ray, who had a 1.99 ERA and 31.2 innings pitched, so he might be a nice little like a starting card for the Jays or something. But a lot of these guys like already have pretty good cards. Walker Buehler had an electric month, 1.67 ERA, 32 innings pitched, struck out 38 batters. Luis Castillo struck out 41 batters this month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like there's a good amount of pitchers. And then You look at some like closers or whatever. Ryan Pressly already got one, but he had a solid month, I think. Jake McGee didn't give up a run the entire month in his seven.
Just got his prime.
That's what I'm saying. He just got the 95. So it's like, sometimes I don't envy their job in making some of these programs. Cause it's like, you know, like Nelson Cruz, they're like, oh, we're going to release this Nelson Cruz card in daily moments. Every team gets an all-star. Well, the Twins, you screwed it up. Now we got to release another Nelson Cruz. So sometimes their job is, not as easy as you might think.
Mm-hmm. And people are a little bit more reactive than they think about it sometimes. Yeah. So, I think for also hitting side, I forgot to mention Kyle Farmer. He's been having
a hell of a month.
With Roy of the content ABA, a Reds fan, you know he's going to be pushing for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
always.
I expect to see a Kyle Farmer card. He killed the Mets. He went. He had a couple home runs against Mets this past weekend. So, yeah. All these player month cards just killing the Mets, man.
But going back just to the Lightning card, we both agree that it will probably be Soto.
Yeah.
But I mean,
dude, too.
They did. They said, could it be another National or something like that? Or could it be one of his old teammates or whatever they said? But I still could 100% see Joey Votto getting it just because, dude, Joey Votto literally slugged what was Votto's slugging this month. It was where is it, it was like 700 something in slugging, 734 slugging. Jeez. In the month of July with 11 home runs, and I think he had 30 hits too. Like, I could 100% see it. I wouldn't love it just because, as we've already said, we've had so many first basemen in this game that are legitimate starters. Like, just adding another one to the mix would be like, here we go again. But if the guy's deserving of it, then the guy's deserving of it. At the end of the day, Joey Votto, he went on a Schwarber-esque streak from last month or from June. So it's very possible.
If it's anything like the Joey Votto from Finest 18, was that Finest 18 or what was his first year? No, Finest 17.
17.
Yeah, if it's anything like that card from 17, I know we have all the first basemans, but that Finest card from 17 was, like, really good. But the thing is, like, he always gets either a signature series or MVP card, too.
But, I mean, to be fair, just to play devil's advocate on that point, because that's a point I bring up all the time, we get that card all the time. We get that card every year. It'd be cool to maybe see a different version of Joey Votto. This one would probably have much better power than the MVP version and stuff like that. So it's just, we got to wait and see, but I'm all about diversifying the cards and giving different versions to players that we haven't seen before. So,
And they're good with that. I mean, look at what they just did with Posada. Posada had the signature series. Now he has a Silver Slugger. It's kind of cool. Now with the more possibilities of different variety of series in cards, they bring out different type of cards each year. That's not the same card from last year.
Yeah, although exactly.
We did get the Manny Machado Gold Glove from last year, I believe, right?
Or we got the Manny Machado from last year. He was a BR Flawless last year. But I mean, you look at the fifth inning program, you know, 99 Vladimir Guerrero. I think last year he had what was his 99 overall? It was a awards card, I think. From the Angels, I want to say. And now this year we got a 99 signature Vlad. A couple years ago we got Immortal Vlad. Like
what if they brought out the Immortal card back again? I'd be fine with that if they bring out the Immortal cards.
They 100% should. They probably never will, just because of the stigma that comes with the word immortal, or the idea you get.
We're going to say this. It's Babe Ruth Immortal coming out tomorrow.
Dude, that would be sick. That would actually be awesome. Like, dude, they will never, I don't think they'll ever bring back Immortals just because of, you know, people see Immortals and they're like, oh, MLB 18, the Immortals sucked. But dude, now look, every 99 overall we get in this game is an immortal, whether you like it or not. They might be scaled differently or whatever. They are immortals.
Rebranded it.
Yes.
That's all they did.
They rebranded it and they changed up the structure of how you unlock them.
Actually,
that was the problem. It was not the fact that Immortals were in the game. It was the fact that only Immortals were 99s, and the route to get them was way too overkill. That was it. That was the problem.
Comparison. We just got the Vlad. I just sent you the attributes for Immortal Vlad. Tell me which card's better.
Let me bring up Vlad real quick in my game. Hold on.
Okay.
You got 99 Immortal Vlad versus 99 Signature Series Vlad. I don't know. They're similar.
Let me read out for the listeners for Immortal Vlad. So Immortal Vlad has 107 contact against righties, 125 contact against lefties, 90 power against righties, 121 power against lefties. And then the vision speed is kind of the same. I think everything else is the same.
Yeah, the hitting stats just change up.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't even know. I don't even know which one I would say is better. I would say maybe the Signature Series is better because of how much of a big deal contact is on the higher levels. And not saying that, I mean, he's got 125 contact on both cards here, but the 122 contact against righties kind of brings him up a level. But the point remains, that Immortal card is 100% comparable to this card. Yeah. It's the same thing. They just rebranded him, like you said.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm all for it, man. I mean, that Babe Ruth, I think it had 125 power against. I mean, 125 everything, right?
The MLB 18 Babe Ruth was 125 in everything, I think, other than bunting.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be tomorrow's collection, but if they ever brought back Mortals, that could be like the final collection. Dude, I'd be all for it.
I would be stoked, honestly.
And plus, it played first, center, and right. I mean, it still has the secondaries. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know it's another first baseman, but still, he had 64 speed. His reaction was 65. You could power up that, so it'd be fine. Oh my gosh. And powering up this card, that'd be ridiculous.
You think about all the other Immortals, though. You had, who was it? You had Mike Piazza, Jackie, you had Pujols, you had Cal Ripken, you had George Brett, you had Chipper, you had Ted Williams, who is probably not in the game anymore, right?
No, he's not in the game.
You got Vlad, you had Griffey, you had Trout, you had Kershaw. I'm sure there's some I'm forgetting. Gossage. I think Eckersley got one.
And Feller.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, those are all mainly cards that we still have. And all those cards are exactly the same as what we have now. They just get them easier and they diversify how they look in terms of card art. That's really the difference.
I want to do one more comparison, see all of how. All right. I'm going to give you one more. And this is from last year's big collection was MVP Trout, right? So here's Immortal Trout. Let's look. I'm trying to Trout for a movie to show 20. Let's do one more comparison and then we'll move on. I haven't looked at either one yet. And here's MVP Trout. So MVP Trout, I'll read it out. We'll do 119 contact against righties, 97 contact against lefties, 125 power against righties, 112 against lefties, 86 vision. And then his fielding was the 94. Arm is 89, speed 90, reaction 93. Now let's get to Immortal Trout. Immortal Trout was 107 contact against righties, 102 against lefties, 110 against power against righties, 90 against lefties, and then his fielding was a 92. His arm accuracy was 82. His reaction was 85, speed 94, stealing 97. Personally, MVP, right?
Yes. MVP's better.
Yeah.
The MVP card was better than the Immortal.
Oh, bring them back.
Dude, you make the argument, freaking Live Series Trout from this year might even be better than both.
Yeah, no, that's pretty nuts, man. And he's not even back yet. Just imagine all with IE once he's back.
Please come back soon, Mike. We need you back.
Yeah, baseball needs you back, man. But yeah. We'll see where it goes. We'll definitely see where it goes for tomorrow. I feel like I'm missing one thing that we had to talk about today.
Machado. We talked about Machado.
We talked about monthly. We both agree Soto is going to get the lightning card, which we'll find out. That's on the 5th, by the way, not on Friday. That's on a Thursday. And then the collections for tomorrow. Random Tuesday, they're dropping. I love it when they're doing different things each day. I mean, we just had the August daily. Speaking of daily moves, that's what I want to talk about. They said on the stream that you could do the Daily Moments, I believe, 2 or 3 days after releases. Was that?
Yes, I think it saves up to 3 days.
3 days. So if you don't do it today, you'll still have 2 days to do it. So that was a nice move by SDS there, I thought. Yep. So, but yeah, I think that's it. I think we covered everything today.
Pretty much, yeah. And then next episode, we'll go over everything. Like, we'll talk about who the collection was, talk about our thoughts on the monthly awards. And then I think next week we have new rank season rewards and probably headliners. And then they may slow down for a week or two on content and then start picking it up around when Madden drops again. So who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I think we're almost there for giving our, I guess, mid-year review.
Yeah.
For MLB show, and we'll try to get someone on or multiple people to talk about it. So I think that'd be kind of cool. Maybe we'll do that on, not next week, but on the week after, because that'll be kind of a slow week. Maybe we say slow week, quote unquote, and then all of a sudden they'll drop something. Who knows? But yeah, Cougs, I think that's going to do it. This is a fun episode. This is a lot of fun.
This is good. I'm liking all the predictions. I'm liking the comparisons with the Immortal cards. This is a good one.
This is fun. All right. So, once again, appreciate you guys tuning in today's episode. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. We're on Inside the Show PC. Like I said, we have a new Discord channel. If you need a link, follow over to Twitter or sub to us at youtube.com/InsideTheShow. The link is be in the description. Make sure to hit a like and comment below. If you have any questions on the YouTube video, we always love to bring them up. Follow my boy Cougs at Cougs46 on Twitter to find all his socials. I'm at ScuffyMcGeeTV. You guys have fun grinding the new monthly awards. I'm sure you're still grinding the fifth inning program. Hope you got your collections ready for tomorrow. We'll see what the big collection is, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about next week. You guys have a good week. See you guys next time on Inside the Show.